Good evening, everybody, and how are you doing today? This is the Veg Grower Supporters Club podcast on the Sunday, the 21st of May, 2023. Hope you are well. Hope you are having a great weekend. Weather has been great this weekend, hasn't it? Now, talking of the weekend, let's dive right into what I've been up to this weekend. Now, I just want to share that before we get into the gardening talk, Saturday, as I said, it was a special day for me, actually. It was my wife's birthday, so I took the day off from gardening. And we went out for the day. We had a great time. It's rare that I ever don't do anything in the garden. So yesterday was one of those days. I always say it's important to sometimes prioritise my other half and make sure that she is looked after. So yesterday was a day that we did that. Now, luckily, because of this, I was aware of this, I did spend most of the week beforehand tackling the allotment. I'm really pleased with you. I keep saying I'm really pleased with the allotment. It's really, really looking quite tidy, as long as I keep on top of the lawn mowing and what have you. The weeding is on top of. We've just now got to the point that we've got to plant out lots of plants, which I'll be doing this weekend. It's amazing just how little and often is a tactic that I use. It's amazing the difference that it makes, and it's the same in the home garden, really. Now, today I have been working in the home garden, and in terms of specifics, I've focused really on tomato plants. They've been ready to plant out, and I've got those into various areas, some in pots, some in the beds, some in hanging baskets, and hopefully they're going to do well. They all needed good watering in, of course. And hopefully, as like I said, they are going to do well. I do love hanging baskets, especially with tomatoes. Something about them that just seems to work, and great use of space as well. So really, really happy with everything going on in the garden. We've been moving plants out from the greenhouse. We're just waiting for them to be ready to go outside. We've been talking a lot that everything seems behind us here, and that's certainly the case. Now, something else I did was sow the thyme seeds that I've sent out for June. So I thought that would be a good chance to talk about thyme. Now, thyme is a really versatile herb. It adds really nice flavour to a variety of dishes. We grow it all the time. It's good to have as a perennial. It'll keep growing and growing as long as it's looked after. It is a Mediterranean plant, so it can tolerate a lot of sun, a lot of heat, and a lot of dry weather. But it does need watering at the same time. Now, what we do is we've sown nice thyme seeds directly into well-draining compost in small pots, which we're keeping in the greenhouse. We've just got to keep the pots well watered, and they should hopefully germinate. Now, we could sow these directly outside if we chose, just by removing all the weeds and loosening the soil with a bit of a fork or a trowel. Just remember that thyme does prefer a sunny spot with good air circulation and well-drained soil. Now, when we sowed the seeds in pots, we just lightly pressed the seeds into the soil. We scattered them on the top. They're quite small, so it doesn't need a covering of compost. Just on the top will do. Maybe a thin layer of compost, but I don't really find that you need it. Then we keep them in a warm location. Need to be between 21 to 24 degrees Celsius, and they should germinate within 1 to 2 weeks. It's just a case now of, or during this time, keeping the soil constantly moist but not waterlogged. Mist the surface with a spray bottle works quite now, or water from below. By that I mean place the plot in a tray or source of water and let the water wick up. Once the seedlings emerge, ensure they receive plenty of bright light to prevent them from going leggy. Really, a blight window or under grow lights is ideal. And I'll talk about that in a moment, actually. After the seedlings have developed their first true leaves, we can then thin them out or prickle them out. Now, I would thin them out so you get several seeds in each pot or seedlings, choosing the strongest one, and then just let them to grow on it. Pot them up as they grow. They will grow and spread. Thyme does prefer slightly drier conditions, as I said, so it will do quite well as it grows, as long as it's not waterlogged, because this can lead to the rotting of the root. Now, once it is grown and well and continues to grow, we can just start harvesting the leaves as and when we need it, the whole stem or few leaves. The good thing is, the more you harvest, the more it tends to grow and bush out. And like I said, it will grow through the winter and can keep coming back and back. Now, I mentioned earlier about growing against sunny windowsills. I'm noticing our kitchen windowsill is not bright enough. I've said all along that I needed heat because our windowsills are not bright enough. And that's definitely the case. So, yeah, I think in the future we will go back to grow lights and heated propagator. Now, that concludes our segment on growing thyme from seeds. Hope you found that a bit useful. They're very easy to look after. They don't need much care, don't need much feeding, but are a lot of fun and really useful. Just remember, gardening is a continuous learning experience. We're all here to support each other on this green journey. If you have any questions, comments, or stories you'd like to share, please feel free to reach out to us in all the fellow ways that you can. I'm going to call this one short. It's a little bit low, but never mind that. We'll be back on Thursday. So until then, please take care.